Mr. Chairman, you're a signatory on this letter to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, about the role of one person in particular regarding the conference spending situation that VA is dealing with. Outline what you're talking about in this letter and why this bothers you so much, sir.
Well, we go all the way back to 2009, where Mr. Gingrich himself initiated his own authority over the approving conferences, and I've got to say, to take people down below him is not the right thing to do. This is the man who actually approved the conference expenditures. He apparently didn't take his responsibility very seriously, because really all I've seen is a one-page permission slip that I guess appears to have sufficed for millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars being spent without anything more than just his signature.
As you examine this, what do you expect to happen beyond the resignation or firing of Mr. Gingrich? What do you believe is a fair outcome for the taxpayer and for the Department of Veterans Affairs, sir?
Unfortunately, you can't go back and recoup the dollars that have already been wasted. Secretary Shinseki has made it clear that this type of wasteful expenditure will not stand. I would expect that we will have hearings on the Hill, possibly in the lame duck session. We go back to when this first came to light and we began to question the department about the expenditure of these dollars, and the committee was assured that necessary safeguards were in place to prevent anything like this from happening. And without question, this is a complete failure of leadership. And again, I say to throw people at lower levels under the bus and not take responsibility, you know, where the upper signatory actually resides, is not appropriate.
What is the message that you would like VA employees at lower levels to hear through this letter and through the action that you propose, the dismissal of Mr. Gingrich?
First of all, and I think VA employees understand that they each have a duty first to the veterans and to the taxpayers that they've been entrusted with funding from, that they serve an important and vital role in our country and this government, a promise made by our founding fathers that we would take care of those who have borne the battle. This promise should never be taken lightly, nor should it ever be abused or wasted on frivolous expenditures. I would say that the rank and file employees within the Department of Veterans Affairs know what their jobs are. They're not the ones that are ensconced inside of an administrative building in Washington, D.C., making decisions and not having to absorb the consequences of those decisions.
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that hearings might be in order during the lame duck session. Yet you also said that you can't recoup the money for the taxpayers. The money's been spent. What will you look at those hearings, and who would you think you would want to hear from at those hearings?
Well, it depends on who's still on the job at that point. I believe that Mr. Gingrich would be an appropriate person, since he delegated to himself in 2009 the ultimate responsibility of approval of conferences like the two Orlando conferences and the many others. This is a $100 million budget on an annual basis. I have yet to receive from the department an answer to three different letters, including the one calling for Mr. Gingrich's resignation or firing. And I'm very disappointed at that. They are getting into a mode, unfortunately, of, well, let's see if we can wait and ride this out until after, I guess, the election in November and see what happens. Look, taking care of our veterans doesn't stop just because we're having an election in Washington and around this country. We take care of them 24/7, and we have to do what's best for them and what's right for them.
Congressman Jeff Miller is the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Mr. Chairman, the Inspector General's report said that overall the point of this conference, of these conferences, the training that was involved was worthwhile. It was some of the extra spending that went along with it that the IG pointed out, and that your letter is concerned with, and that your potential hearings will be concerned with. Where do you think an appropriate place is for balance in conferences in the federal government where the activities that need to happen and the conferences are not so Spartan that they're not the people don't want to go to them and receive the training that they need, and yet they're not over the top and not frivolous and not doing a disservice to the taxpayer in your view?
Well, first of all, I didn't know that individuals had a choice when it comes to training, whether it's at a conference or whether it's done live streaming over the Internet. There are ways in the 21st century to accomplish a lot of the same things that were accomplished in Orlando for folks just sitting at their desk. Now, that might not be the happiest place to be, and I can understand that. But in tight fiscal times in Washington, we're well past being able to afford the things that we'd like to do. Now we have to take care of the things that we have to do. And I think the things that's most discouraging about this, these were health care dollars, dollars that were appropriated primarily to take care of veterans and their health needs, and this didn't happen.
Is it your view that, based on the Inspector General's report, if Mr. Gingrich either resigns or General Shinseki removes him, that that's the end of it, that this case, that this matter is closed?
Well, no, the matter's not closed because obviously it is a teachable moment. I think there's a great opportunity to look at how these funds were expended. How did this go on for so long with very little accountability or transparency? I would say no. We've got a long way to go. And, you know, if this is happening just in one area within conference spending, I can only imagine where it's taking place within contracting and other health care areas that need to be focused on.